May I offer you today Christ the Sewage Works. Christ the Sewage Works, probably not an image you're familiar with, but actually we know that Jesus got his hands dirty, he mucked in with his worlds, so it's not such a bad image perhaps, but well, let's explore that. Water companies, as I'm sure you'll be aware, have gained in recent years something of an awful reputation. It's like they're now at the level of reputation that banks had a few years ago. They're right down in the gutter. And of course, they're dealing with something even more essential than money, which is water for life. Polluting rivers, discharges into the sea, failures at endemic level, they're familiar, tragically familiar stories. And the level of river pollution in our country is now something that some people wouldn't have even accepted not so many years ago. It's somehow become normalised. If you've seen, I advise you, if I suggest you do see it if you haven't, the docudrama A Dirty Business, which recounts in the tragic stories of people being affected by river pollution and indeed deaths from a Devon beach, no less, is how the series opens. Dirty business of our water companies. Jesus then brings a sequel. We could title it Clean Business, though fairly straightforwardly. Clean business because Jesus cleans us up, actually. Pretty well every Sunday, we'll say words of confession. We are asking for clean water to cleanse us, actually, aren't we? Maybe every day we do that. And we know in our inner selves that we need that. We need to ask for that. And yet we probably need it more than we even know, actually. Yet, contrarily, sometimes we're not very good at accepting it, that refreshing water. We too can so easily sometimes accept a normalised level of pollution in ourselves that actually God can cleanse us from. All the anger we suppress, all the regrets that we harbour, all the pain that we just like bury in ourselves, all the tensions we have which don't get resolved, it's all in there, it's all dirty stuff, and we can get used to it daily, weekly, it builds up maybe over a lifetime, like sort of sediment at the bottom of a barrel, just like sits there as grot in us, you know, ignored, coped with, lived around, often even forgotten. Remember that we need Christ the Sewage Works, don't we? Just to cleanse us out of all of that. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. Christ cleaning out all that grot, all that sewage in us. And the provision of Pentecost, among many provisions of the Spirit, is the provision of clean spiritual water to drink, to flush us through. Let us come to Christ the Sewage Works. But Christ the Sewage Works then moves on to become Christ the Water Supply. Our national water authorities, our regional water authorities, of course, do both. They're charged with both responsibilities, aren't they? Cleaning up our sewage and with supplying fresh water. In Jesus' eyes, we can then become a source of water for others. And it can be hard to take in that Christ is inviting us and enabling us to do that, particularly when we know all the grot and stuff that's in us. But he says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. That's us. That's our hearts. That's you. And that's me. Out of our hearts shall flow rivers, not just like a trickle, not just like a drop, but rivers of living water. So Jesus does like a neat pivot here, doesn't he? He's turned from receiving to giving. And this giving is, of course, with him free. no Thames water financial disasters going on here with Jesus. No privatisations or even nationalisations. This is all by grace. More of a cooperative, perhaps, would be a better model, really. Jesus' economy of grace. Giving freely so that we can give freely too. This outward flow, this source to others, is also what we're seeing at Pentecost, as the apostles stand up and it starts to flow and people are refreshed by their words. Jesus is the water authority. Indeed, he is the water, of course, itself. And we are called to be the distribution network of that water. What sort of water course, then, are we to fit into his water distribution network? To those around us, to our neighbours, our families, our friends, all those we're in contact with. What sort of water course are we? Well, maybe we're like a stream running down the middle of our street, our little road in Fenton or wherever we live. So that's a slightly dangerous image in Fenton, because usually walking, going down, flowing down the street means it says a flood and some experience there. So but take this as a good thing. Imagine perhaps, you know, picture a mountain stream, just beautiful in the sunlight, twinkling and glistening down a mountainside, and picture that running down the street. AI would have no problem. You just say, well, AI, picture a mountain stream running down your street. And it would create a picture of a mountain stream running down your street. So do that in your minds. It's hard to imagine yourself being that beautiful. But God sees you that way. And you can therefore be a source to others. Often when you have no idea that that is what is going on. You are part of the water supply. Supplying the network of Christ's living water in our community and beyond. Or maybe you're even a network of irrigation channels. If you're reaching out further into our community or elsewhere, bringing water to others, you know, beyond maybe your natural sphere, helping bring goodness and life, irrigating other people's lives. It's Christ irrigating them, but you are the channel by which that irrigation happens. Christ's living water fed out to other people. Or maybe you're a water station on the street in time of drought, like when they have like a pump, or now these days have a lorry with a whole load of bottled water if there's a water shortage. Maybe you're the one that people come to occasionally to listen, to unload their problems, and you're the source of that bottled spiritual water for them on that occasion, offering them a bottle of Christ's water of life. Or maybe you're even the Niagara Falls. St. Peter, I think, was a Niagara Falls of God's Spirit and his water. A torrent, you know, gushing, perhaps slightly overwhelming, but, well, fantastic source of water. So, Christ, the sewage works, the surprising sewage works. May he do his cleansing in us. The quick stuff and the long, slow, lifelong even stuff. May get a bit smelly at times, but that's part of the deal. And Christ's okay with that. And then Christ, the supply of water for us. May he flow through each of us, individually and as a community. Sewage and supply, specialisms of God's Spirit. Christ, the water authority. This Pentecost, let us turn on the taps full on.